This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. From the Diary of Anne Frank to Schindler's List, Hollywood has offered many, many depictions of the Holocaust. Imaginary Witness, Hollywood and the Holocaust is a new documentary that looks at how these productions have shaped our perception of this signal event of the 20th century. Here's Day to Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein.
There may be no material more intimidating, more heartbreaking, than a story drawn from the Holocaust. So forgive me for admitting I dreaded the prospect of sitting through a survey of dozens of such movies. And yet, Imaginary Witness makes it worth your while, offering an insightful analysis of a complex genre. The thing about Holocaust films is they usually reveal more about the filmmakers than their actual subject matter. Consider that in the years immediately following World War II, the studios made few films about the Holocaust. Perhaps that had something to do with the industry's economic ties to Germany, or that the movie moguls of the time were Jewish immigrants eager to assimilate. Even as late as 1947, a movie about anti-Semitism, the Gregory Peck classic Gentleman's Agreement, didn't even mention the Holocaust. It was television that first confronted the Holocaust more directly. Here's an excerpt of a 1953 episode of the TV show This Is Your Life, featuring a survivor of the Auschwitz concentration camp.
You were each given a cake of soap and a towel, weren't you, Hannah?
I don't remember the soap.
Well, you were sent to the so-called showers, and even this was a doubtful procedure because some showers had regular water, others had liquid gas, and you never knew which one you were being sent to.
I found this kind of horrifying, but the documentary actually makes you appreciate that episode of This Is Your Life by putting it in the proper context. Given the years of relative silence that preceded this program, the moment was actually a breakthrough. Imaginary Witness even manages to cast a skeptical eye on some of the very best works in the Holocaust genre. Take the Oscar-winning Schindler's List. Critics featured in the documentary questioned the value of making a Nazi industrialist the hero. Wouldn't a Holocaust victim been more worthy of that honor? Even the 1959 film The Diary of Anne Frank, arguably the Holocaust's most well-known story, faces scrutiny from noted historian Michael Barenboim.
Maybe not for hundreds.
Toward the very end of Anne Frank's diary, she says what is emblematically American.
I still believe, in spite of everything, that people are really good at heart.
The reality is you cannot come out of understanding the Holocaust by saying that you believe that people are good at heart. People may be good at heart, but the Holocaust is certainly no manifestation of that.
Though the documentary is comprehensive, I felt Imaginary Witness came up short in a few regards. It doesn't cover one of the more interesting cinematic debates of recent years, how films like Life is Beautiful dare to approach the Holocaust through comedy. And speaking of Life is Beautiful, which was made in Italy, Imaginary Witness ignores dozens more Holocaust films that were created overseas. They may not be from Hollywood per se, but their impact merits attention. But these points are mere quibbles. Director Daniel Anker gets great commentary from some real industry titans like Steven Spielberg and Sidney Lumet, and Gene Hackman lends an understated gravity to the narration. As for the ground Imaginary Witness doesn't cover, I can only hope that means a sequel is underway.
Andrew Wallenstein is an editor at The Hollywood Reporter. Imaginary Witness airs tonight on the cable channel AMC. Day to Day returns in a moment. I'm Alex Chadwick.